are you feeling today?
I feel really, well, I'd feel better if I had one of those things. That
me too. That's
yeah,
pretty
soft. You can't have this. This is my little duster. I'm holding a stick with fluff on it. We can say no more. I like to clean while we do interviews. I'm like someone who locks the doors all the time.
OCD, I think.
How have you recovered after yesterday's Sydney gig for M1?
I'm still recovering from the jet lag. It's weird being over here because you lose a day and you go to sleep at 8 o'clock and you wake up at 5. So it's kind of like a weird... Yeah. Then being in a rock band and waking up at 5 in the morning. And
you've
like
got to start getting into the drugs. You've just got to start taking more drugs.
I know.
But guys, you're here obviously for two reasons. One, obviously M1, but the other to promote Stanley Climbfall.
Yes, we are.
And I think you wrote something like 60, 65 songs for that album. Uh-huh. I know for a fact you never stopped touring.
Yeah.
Where do you write the songs?
All in the back of the bus.
That's got to be hard to keep track of those songs.
I had a little four-track set up in the back of the bus. So pretty much after every show, we would hit the road and go to the next town. And so we spent a lot of time in the back writing songs.
What have you guys been loving about Australia while you've been here touring with M1?
You know, to be honest, the people here are a lot cooler than they are back in the States. As
really?
Far as like to play
yeah,
for sure. for, as far
yeah?
as like a band being on stage. Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
It seems like a lot of people back home, at least at the rock festivals, are a little bit snooty, you know?
Oh, like don't clap and they don't get into it.
Yeah, they're a little bit too cool for you. But here it seems like everyone really loves music and loves these festivals, you know?
I love music.
We're so starved for great entertainment. When anyone picks up a guitar, we do cartwheels.
Radio Graffiti is the great entertainment.
That's our show.
And our listeners, Radio Graffiti listeners, would love to know, Jace. I mean, you probably get, I don't know, you might get sick of telling this story, but the story about when you were a kid and you lived in Japan.
In Hong Kong.
And then what happened with the cat?
Well, I mean, we were basically, we moved over to Hong Kong from the States, and we didn't have that much money back in. So when my parents brought home this cat, we were like starved for entertainment. You know what I mean? So it's like, we really bonded with that little creature, and then one day it just disappeared. And found out later that the lady next door, we didn't know that they ate cats in Hong Kong.
No!
Had stolen our cat and cooked it and ate it.
Wow. No!
Yeah.
Oh, what was its name?
Bugsy.
Bugsy.
Have you written a song about the cat at any stage in your writing career?
No, I still am not over it, though. I'm going to find that lady next time we're over there.
That's right. Yeah.
Look out.
Cat eater. All right, well, listen, thank you for dropping in to Graffiti.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have a great time. Have you been to Melbourne before?
No.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah, we're excited.
Ride a tram.
Okay.
You will love it.
Cool.
All right, pick your guitars up. Let's have a listen to Spin.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd rather chase your shadow all my life than be afraid of my own. I'd rather be with you. I'd rather not know where I'll be than be alone. Convinced that I know. When the world keeps spinning, I got nothing.
good stuff. Good on you, Jace. Woo-hoo!